Christian Audio presents Playing with Holy Fire, a wake-up call to the charismatic Pentecostal church by Michael L. Brown, Ph.D. Narrated by George W. Saris. Preface. I have written this book as an insider, as someone who was saved in a Pentecostal church in 1971, and someone who has spent the better part of the last 46 years ministering in Spirit-filled circles. As painful as some of this book may be for you to read, and was for me to write, I believe it is a necessary pain, similar to the pain inflicted by a surgeon who successfully removes cancer from a patient. It is a life-giving pain, a liberating pain, a purifying pain. It is the pain of love. And I have written this book as a wholehearted, unapologetic, Pentecostal, charismatic believer, rather than as a hardened cynic. I love the work of the Spirit. And around the world, I have witnessed the Spirit's wondrous acts, all in the name of Jesus and for the good of a hurting world. I would have to turn off my brain to deny what I have seen with my own eyes and heard with my own ears. More importantly, I would have to lose my spiritual and academic integrity to ignore the overwhelming scriptural evidence that the supernatural gifts of the Spirit remain active to this day. At the same time, I would have to live in a small cave to deny that there are rampant, serious abuses taking place in the name of the Spirit on a regular basis. Worse still, very little is being done to correct these abuses, which make a mockery of the movement I so deeply love, giving our critics a field day. That being said, I have not written this book in response to our critics, however sincere they may be. I realize that as long as I remain a fully committed Pentecostal charismatic, I will never appease them. And even though some of these critics are godly followers of Jesus, I'm not writing this book to win their approval, as if I needed to demonstrate that I'm better than those other really flaky or even corrupt Pentecostals and charismatics. To the contrary, I've written this book despite the critics, since one, what I write will add fuel to their fire. Two, many of them will misunderstand my motives in writing, again, thinking I'm responding to their criticisms or feeling the need to defend my beliefs or prove my orthodoxy. And three, I couldn't care less what the critics have to say if their criticisms are false or biased or unbiblical. Instead, I'm writing for one reason alone. I'm burdened about the state of the Pentecostal Charismatic Church worldwide, and I'm concerned about the name and reputation of Jesus. On the positive side, and it is incredibly positive, the Holy Spirit is moving mightily around the world to the point that over the last 100+ years, we have witnessed the greatest harvest of souls in history. And this harvest is directly and undeniably related to the Pentecostal charismatic outpouring, dating back to the Azusa Street Revival and its precursors. Whole continents, such as Africa, have been rocked by this spiritual outpouring, and the fruit continues to grow exponentially worldwide. On the negative side, this outpouring has been mixed with immaturity, gullibility, carnality, sensationalism, merchandising, corruption, and doctrinal error, much of it stemming from the rapid growth of this supernatural movement. In many ways, today's situation is an exaggerated picture of what happened in Corinth, or I should say, a much larger example of what happened in Corinth, where the Holy Spirit was moving mightily, yet there was immaturity, carnality, immorality, doctrinal error, and fascination with superstar leaders. In writing to the Corinthians, Paul commended them, saying, "You do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, NIV. At the same time, his letters were filled with correction, some of it very strong. Yet he never denied that the Spirit was at work in their midst, as many critics do today. Instead, he brought correction and direction amid the Spirit's outpouring, giving the believers